Aftershocks in Melbourne. Blowback for the anti-vaxxer protesters. And the Blue and Gold Army is still going to war.
Yeah, that is what's coming up in your final Daily Batuta for the week. It's Friday, the 24th of September. I'm Wendell Hussey. I've got Clancy Overall here with me. Say hello, Clancy.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to your Daily Batuta.
We're going to start off with a story about the biggest news event of the week.
And that story is V6 Magna chewed aftershocks registered in Melbourne after Braden from Frankston lets the cannon purr. Yes, the people living in and around Melbourne had been warned to expect some aftershocks from the Manfield quake yesterday, and they certainly did get some. However, it wasn't resulting from the tremors of a tectonic event. It was the seismic vibrations of a young apprentice's 2001 V6 Mitsubishi Magna. Taking off at around 5:55 a.m. yesterday morning, Braden floored it while leaving his quiet suburban street, with the cannon on the back of his car registering at around 3 off the Richter scale.
Thankfully, there were no reported injuries, just a couple of broken windows, apparently, in the surrounding area.
Staying in Victoria now, and Melbourne's wokest Twitter activist can't help but clutch her purse as a blue-collar worker walks down the same side of the street as her.
Yeah, a bit of a double standard here, Clancy. It's been a hard couple of days for Fitzroy woman Charlotte and Meredith Thistlethwaite after many years on Twitter banging on about not judging a book by its cover and not looking down on people. Meredith Thistlethwaite has been caught out displaying a bit of prejudice herself. Following the events that took place in her progressive city this week, the daughter of a part-time theatre patron allegedly clutched her purse close to her after assuming one of the 500,000 blue-collar workers in her city are all criminal anti-vaxxers. Turns out it was just a local surveyor helping an old lady across the street, and thankfully he didn't see her dehumanise him with her body language.
Sport now, and the fans of a rugby league team that scored a single try in 80 minutes are still blowing up about the trainer stoppage of last week's match.
The Blue and Gold Army have still not calmed down just yet. Almost a week on from their loss to the old foe, the Penrith Panthers, Parramatta fans are still carrying on like they've been robbed. The incident at the centre of the alleged robbery is a Penrith trainer stopping play for a non-injury when, as Eels fans claim, Para were about to score. But they didn't, and they choked once again, as seems to be the case every single year. It's not known when fans of the once great team will stop complaining, but it's believed it won't be anytime soon, Clancy.
What's the quote of the week, Wendell?
Well, it's from the RBA Assistant Governor, Michelle Bullock, who came out yesterday to say this about the speculation about the housing market. With the increase in housing prices and housing debt, risk to financial stability could be building. Hope Ooh. That bubble pops, eh?
Let's see. It'd be great for the young home buyers of Batuta. Not sure how it would fare down in Sydney, where everyone over the age of 55 seems to be depending on investment properties to fund their retirement.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if the free money dries up, but I'm sure a lot of young people will be cheering for that. Anyway, that's all we got time for today. Talk to you soon.
Hooroo.